Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah continues talking about another way to get around the 1/4, 1/5 penalty of a person redeeming their Maaser Sheni. Haya Omid Begoren Ve'en Biyado Maos. Person is standing there in a granary. He wants to redeem it in a tricky way, avoid the penalty. Omer lechavero, can say to a friend of his, Hari haperos ha'elu nesunim lach b'matana. These fruits are yours, they're present. Chozer v'omer, Hari elu mechulalan amaus shebabayis. He can turn around and say, these fruits are now mechulal, are now have the Maaser Sheni Kedusha taken off of them and is placed on the money in the house. Because the Maaser Sheni and all of the fruit belong to his fellow, now he can use the money which is in his house and, as it were, by remote control, redeem the Kedusha from the Maaser Sheni, from the fruit, which is now his friend's, place it onto the money, which is in his house, and also not incur the 1/5, 1/4 penalty, because he is no longer the Baal HaBayis, he is no longer the order of the owner of the fruit. Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Mashach mimeno maaser b'sel. Av lo yispik lifdoso ad sha'ama b'shtayim. Person goes and purchases Maaser Sheni with a seller. Velo yispik lifdoso ad sha'ama b'shtayim. But he picked it up, and it was one seller worth of Maaser Sheni, and the market value rose. And as a result, now he was holding two slaim worth of Maaser Sheni. Nosin lo sella, umishtakir b'sela, umaaser sheni shalo. So he has to pay the market value of the fruit in order to remove the Kedusha from it. However, one of the Slayim is Kodesh and one of the Slayim is not, because that extra sell of profit was not actually going for the Maaser Sheni. Mashach mimeno maaser b'shtayim, v'lo hispik lifdoso ad sha'ama b'sela. What happens if the opposite case occurs, where you picked up two Slayim worth of Maaser Sheni, and you don't have a chance to redeem it onto the coin, when it becomes, the price drops and it becomes one seller's worth of maser. So you give him one seller of, which is a chol, which is not imbued with the kedusha of maser sheni, and give one seller of maser sheni, and then you've squared your account. Im haya am haaretz nosin lo medemai. However, if you are dealing with somebody who is an ignoramus, who does not know that to keep Kedusha, the Trumos in Kedusha. So in such a situation like that, you give regular money. And according with the Rav says it should be Damav, not Damai. You give him you give him plain money. You don't use the Kedusha's Maaser Sheni money on it. There are those who believe the last word of the Mishnah should be Damai. And Damai, in such a case, it means something where we're in doubt whether Maaser has been taken off of this mix of fruit. So if he's an Am Haaretz, we don't give him for sure things that have Kedushas Maaser, because we're afraid he won't eat it in a proper Kedusha. Instead, we give him money that was used to be poded, to redeem a mix of that we don't know whether or not that the Kedusha was taken off of it. So in such a case, we're only dealing with a suffix, and we're not placing money with Kedusha's Maaser Sheni into the hands of somebody who will not treat it with proper respect.